On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And he's got the goggles on, got the scully on, he's all set to go. Mark McNamara, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean, and everybody. No racing last night, of course, at Penrith. They were smoked out, I guess is the term at the moment, with so much of that smoke from the Gosper's Mountain fire drifting across the Sydney Basin. So no racing at Penrith. We do only have the one meeting in New South Wales tonight. That comes from Bankstown. I've got the eight races and three heats of the Schweppes Cup. That has been run for, I don't know if it's quite as long as Schweppes has been around, but certainly many, many years they've had a great association. Eight races, the first at 7:03. Amanda Turnbull loves doing a radio interview. Don't you, Amanda? Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. Strong team across the course of the next couple of days. Just the one in tomorrow night, but I guess a race that you need to target with these horses that get into the Schweppes Cup. It's a great series.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I could put a couple of Kiwis in it, so that was handy.
Makes it hard too for you buying so many Kiwis to find races for them now with restrictions on a heap of the races.
Yeah, that's it. We used to try and place them for the bit better races, but now we sort of can't. We look for races like this still, and yeah, it's good that this one popped up.
Race number two, you've got Sunny Weaver's had two goes as a 3-year-old, won them both. That was an enormous win at Dubbo last time, though.
Yeah, it was. He sort of still got a lot to learn, but he's got a lot of ability, and it's going to be pretty tough against the older horse again tonight. But how he won at Dubbo, he can get around the tracks. He's just got to learn to settle down a little bit.
From barrier number six and getting it wrong in the score up last time, are you likely going to be inclined to go back because he can leave the arm quickly?
No, we'll probably still just go forward. It was sort of my fault for the last start because he drew inside the back row, so I was trying to stop him. And he wanted to go up in there. So it was sort of both our fault trying to just not get caught in a pocket with him. But, yeah, I think off the front row, he's usually pretty good.
Real Dash was first up from a long spell. Hadn't raced between September and November. Beaten a fair way at Blaney. How's he come on since that run?
Yeah, he's sort of just the galloping pacemaker at the moment. He's had a couple of injuries and he just pokes along around home with the young ones. So he just needs a run every now and then and earning for us, but yeah, he's handy at home, but he really did improve a lot of success.
You just punch through from the second row and try and save him for one run at them if you can?
Yeah, hopefully he gets a bit more fitter and can show his old form, because a couple of years ago he was racing really good, but then he did get an injury and now he sort of just pokes along at home and he's handy at home, but he seems sound and happy, but he's just got to improve a lot.
R&R Windermere lines up in the second heat of the Schweppes Cup tonight. Went through the Star Trek series, arrived in that in great form, and he hasn't been too far away. She hasn't been too far away, I should say. What's the work been like since the third at Parks last time?
Yeah, really good. I think Parks run was a lot better than the final of the race she was in. But off the front row again tonight, I think she'd be right up in there.
Looking to go forward because she can too get off the gate quickly?
Yeah, that's what she's the best asset is, her gate speed, and she loves just free running. We sort of worked out that if you go too slow, she doesn't really like it that much, so she likes just bowling along a bit.
First look at Penrith tonight for her, but she's bowled around, in fact, say Bankstown. First look at that track for her, but she's bowled around Penrith and Parks and places like that without a problem?
Yeah, she does wear the go straights, but she actually handles the little tracks better than the big ones. So, yeah, she should be fine.
Mrs. Brown's boy arrived in New South Wales and won about 11 in a row. He's only had one run back from a lengthy break. Was beaten a fair way in Melton. Comes back home tonight.
Yeah, sort of. He had to go through all his work in Melbourne with all the stuff down there for his leg, but he seems really good. He was just out of his depth his first start. They were pretty nice horses. So hopefully back to Bankstown. He loves Bankstown, so hopefully we can earn some money.
You've got the half-mile specialist drawn outside you too, Maximus Red. Your dad's got him absolutely humming around the smaller tracks.
Yeah, he's a funny horse. He goes down the Meningle and just hates it. But as soon as you take him back to the bushes, he could beat anything. But then, yeah, he's a bit of a worry when you go down to the big smoke and he just can't keep up, really.
On a level playing field, is Mrs. Brown's boy slightly better than him, or they're pretty even on that half-mile track?
Oh, I think Maximus Fred, the form he's in, and what he can do around a small track, so I think he'll have a bit on him. But, we probably need a couple more runs too.
Just the one in tomorrow night at Menangle in Elmer's Image. Did he just have to do a bit too much last week early on?
I think so. I was really happy with his run. I think he still went 150 himself, so he can't go much quicker than that anyway off the fence. So, looking at his times and everything, I couldn't have been disappointed with him.
Barrier draws good this week, comes up from barrier number 3, and I'm sure being the Tony Turnbull free-for-all, it's a race you'd love to win.
Yeah, definitely. He's not doing that good at the moment, grandfather, but, it'd be a great race to win.
So you've had some clashes with Ignatius recently. You've 2-0 over him in also the Truan Renshaw Cup. He's forward enough to make it 3-0?
Yeah, I think so. Like on his last run, I couldn't be happier with him. And then Ignatius being first up too, probably will need a couple of runs as well.
Tonight at Bankstown, is the one that you do think will line up and win?
I think R&R Windermere on her last start, and the good draw again. I think she'll bounce back.
She's race 4, number 5. Well, Amanda, say good day to AD for all of us out there, and good luck across the course of the next 2 nights at Bankstown and Menangle. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
That is Amanda Turnbull joining us with a look at a strong team at Bankstown and Elmer's Image in the Tony Turnbull free-for-all. It's a strong race tomorrow night at Menangle. It's race number 6 over the 2,300 metres, and it gets underway at 9:30. Tim Butt's going to be a busy man too. He's got runners across both meetings as well, and he's online right now. Tim, good morning.
How are you, Mark?
Good, thank you. Bankstown and Menangle, so not too far to travel this weekend because you've been covering some miles with the team.
Pretty handy tracks, you know what I mean? And we don't sort of venture too far, but we did go to Young the other day and it was pretty successful day.
That was one of them with Good Day Sunshine first up from New Zealand. And at one down at Young off the back row. Nice draw at Bankstown tonight.
Yeah, it's a bit of a jump in grade, you know what I mean? But because she is well rated, she draws well. So the one draw is perfect for her around Bankstown. And she's actually improved a bit. She's a nice wee filly, actually. And, while there's a few in there that go pretty good and well above her grade, I think she'll go well.
Barry, number 1, half-mile track. She had the back row at Young. Got around there okay because they're probably the smallest track she's ever raced on in her life.
That's for sure, yeah, even worked on. She's pretty easy to do anything with and good little pacer. So hence the reason I brought her out from New Zealand because I thought she'd suit that type of racing, you know. And she's a very well-bred filly too, being a sister to Dizzy Miss Lizzie. So Better's delight and she's got a lot going for her.
Race number 3, you've got Mac Almighty. He's a very consistent 6-year-old, but he is drawn the outside of the arm. Tonight, can leave the arm pretty quickly when he wants to, though.
Yeah, he's just a great little racehorse for the owners. He's always put his foot in the till. And 6 are just, the worst draw for him around Bankstown. You sort of got to be handy there. But, he'll go an honest race. He just needs the tempo of the race to be hectic or, to have a show. So he's more of a probably an each-way chance from that draw.
Izzy Dagg, under the rating system, was always going to draw likely the back row. He's come up with barrier number 10, which means you can't use his gate speed, but he has won off the second row a couple of times this time in.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what he'll do, coming off the back of horses. He's had 4 very good runs, but he's done all the work. So, I think from the back row, it'd be nice just to, let him settle in there somewhere and, come with the last run at him so for a change. So, it'll be interesting for him, but he's the same with these small tracks and second row draws, you need a bit of luck.
Menangle tomorrow night. Franco Landry last start. Winner race 1, number 1 this week. Led from the 3 gate. You're going to look to use that barrier again?
For sure, yeah. He's come on leaps and bounds since that first run. He hadn't raced for 6 weeks. And I've always had a fair bit of time for this horse and sort of looked after him a fair bit. And I think it's time for him to show his worth over the next sort of two or three months. So, one's an ideal draw for him. He's got gate speed and he'll be dominating the race, hopefully.
We go down to race number 5. Tack Maggie was really good last time, but this is a cracking mare's race tomorrow night.
Yeah, just a genuine tough mare she is, and she's hard to get past if she gets to the lead, and she's got the gate speed in the draw. So, I think she's well up to this class. It's a big jump, a little bit of a jump for her, but she's such a strong mare, and she's thriving at the moment. So it'll be a bit of a test for her, but, we're looking forward to it.
You're eyeing off the Red Ochre with her at the weekend after?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you got 50 grand up, you know, for mares only, you've got to look at it, you know, and it's going to be a situation, you know, that you get the draw and all that sort of stuff as well. But, you know, she'll head down there and just see how she goes.
And Ideal Star back to the mile, a distance he won over two starts ago in the same grade. Good draw again this week.
Yeah, he's in great form. Like, he's been racing really well. One's probably not the best draw for him with his lack of sort of gate speed, but he can hold his own. So, you know, I'm hoping he can hold up enough to get a trial. And, you know, if they go hard, he's pretty strong horse. So, you know, he just needs the brakes at the right time in the race.
Is there a winner amongst them across the next 2 days? You sounded pretty keen on Franco Landry.
Yeah, I'm big on him as a horse. And I think, as I said, we've treated him with kind gloves for a while now. It's time to take the gloves off. So, you know, I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Easy to remember. Menangle Race 1, number 1. TG, thanks for joining us and on the pace this morning and best of luck across the next couple of days.
Anytime, Mark. Cheers.
Thanks, Tim Butt joining us and Amanda Turnbull. Here's Sean on the pace this morning. Both pretty busy. Both have got really nice teams. So, Amanda, the best tonight at Bankstown. Race 4, number 5, R&R. Windermere, Tim, Menangle. Nice and easy to remember. Race 1, number 1, Franco Landry.
Good on you. Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next week on the pace.
You too. Thanks, Sean.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine. Don't miss your chance to breed to rising super sire, Alta Cristiano. His progeny's average earnings per starter is over 10 times his service fee. With a strike rate of 73% winners to starters, his progeny are winning all over the country. Eligible for the New South Wales Colonial Bred Stallion rebate, it could cost as little as $1,150. He's already served over 100 mares this season. Don't miss out. Book at TipperaryEquine.com.